Jim Taylor on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. Let's celebrate the great art program at Mercer County High School and some of their great students and the talent they have. And we visit with Senior Lucas Shadden. It's the Quad City Arts Festival of Trees High School Art Exhibition. They had a photography contest as part of this. And guess who the winner was? Lucas Shadden. So congratulations, Lucas. Tell us a little bit about this piece you entered and what was the motivation behind it.
Well, this piece we did as an assignment, really. It was a taking interesting perspective pictures, and we did it with doorknobs because it's something that's a little out of the way a little bit. It's kind of odd to try and get angles of odd things, I guess. So I ended up taking this picture, and I really liked it. It was very aesthetically pleasing to me. Old and rustic. So I decided to take this out of my assignment and submit it to a couple different things, such as the art gala that we just had recently, and then the Festival of Trees. Just did a lot of editing to it to make it kind of look give it more of a rustic feel, I guess. But that's basically it.
Aesthetically pleasing. I like how you phrase that. So where did you take the picture or where did you find the subject matter, I guess?
It's actually it's at the Alito pool. It's the door down outside to the basement.
Now I'm curious, so how did you pick that or how did you find that? You're probably gonna tell me, well, I was a lifeguard during the summer. Is that it or not?
No, we're just some classes we just get to walk around outside, and it's pretty close to the high school. So we went out, and a couple of me and my buddies took some pictures there, and I got that one, and I thought that it was really nice.
So. Well, and it was. So you go to this Quad City Arts Festival of Trees High School Art Exhibition. So what was your reaction when you found out that you won? You know, you're competing against a lot of kids from throughout the Quad City area. That's pretty cool that Lucas Shadden, a senior from Mercer County High School, is the winner.
Yeah, I was pretty excited, dude. It's really it's something really nice to be able to go and compete against those bigger schools, especially being a smaller of a school we are, like Rock Island and Moline and Davenport, Bendorf, all that kind of stuff. It's really fun to be able to compete at that level. And when I won, I was honestly kind of surprised. I was pretty shocked, and I thought it was really cool. But it's a really good opportunity. It's a great opportunity for me to grow as a photographer, and it's nice to have work recognized.
Well, and the other neat thing is, I know how many people that walk through that river center during the Festival of the Trees, and I think your piece will be up as we talk to you. I think it was up the 18th of November through the 26th of November. So what about that? You know, getting the recognition of a lot of people go through that Festival of Trees over there.
It's really cool. It's a great feeling to have your work admired. Because obviously as an artist, you have to admire your own work if you want to submit it to something. So kind of just, I don't know. It's nice to have eyes. It's nice for people to look at it and for people to think that it deserved the award that it got. So it's really an honor. It's nice.
And just in terms of the recognition and attention that kind of the Mercer County School District art program has been receiving coming off this art gala, and I know some kids were able to go to the Art Institute up in Chicago, have to feel pretty good about these things that are taking place.
Yeah, man, the art program, the art gala did a lot for us. There was a lot of work that got submitted there, and we made a good bit of money from fundraising and just selling some art. It was kind of put us in the position for us to be able to have an art trip, and being able to have people get their names out, even just locally, And for whoever else comes down and decides to spend a day checking out artwork, it's nice that we can have a nice art program like we did.
All right, so this is how I'll end it. I'll say support the arts. So I'll say it, support the arts. And then Lucas Shadden, you close it out and you say support the arts.
Support the arts.
Perfect. Congratulations. Great recognition. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.